Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, wherever you are in the world. I hope you are well and in the best of health and iman. My name is Hafsa Rasila, and today, on the 1st of January of this new year of 2020, I will discuss the historical rubies and diamonds of the war-stricken Syria. The revival of the sacred landmarks is a year-long collaborative project between myself, my husband Najib, and the respected ustad Dr. Steph Keris, and the aim of this project is to revive the historical Islamic elements in many countries around the world. Over the past several years, Syria, otherwise known as the Levant or the Balad al-Sham, has underwent bloodshed, pain, loss, political instability, and destruction that affected the hearts of the young and the old, yet their strength and faith is shown in their smiles. Before I introduce the spark of its rich historical and cultural heritage, I would like to initiate with the Quranic verses and hadiths that are the sound evidence of the great virtues of the beautiful country of Syria. It was narrated that Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, blessings, peace and blessings be upon him, said that whilst I was sleeping, I saw the pillar of the book being taken from beneath my head, and I thought that it was being taken away. So I followed it with my gaze, and it was taken to a Sham. Verily, faith, when tribulations come, will be a Sham. And this is classed as Sahih by Albani in Tukharij al-Ahadith al-Fada'il al-Sham wa Dimashq. Page 13. Another hadith that has been reported by Qura ibn Iyas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, if the people of Syria are corrupted, there will be no good in you. A group among my nation will continue to be supported, unharmed by those who failed them until the establishment of the hour. And this is from the Sunan al-Tirmidhi 2192. And in the Quran, Allah the Most High states, exalted is he who took his servant by night from al-Masjid al-Haram to al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing. And this is in Surah al-Isra, verse 1. Subhanallah. Is this not the sound evidence that declared the importance of Syria to our beautiful religion Islam? This country that resides in Middle East near Mediterranean Sea has been occupied by several empires such as the Egyptians, Babylonians, the Amorites, the Arameans, the Persians, the Greeks and the Romans. Upon the fall of the Roman Empire, it became a part of the Byzantine rule. Islam spread after it controlled Syria in 637 AD, after the Battle of the Yarmouk, led by the Sahabi Khalid ibn Walid, may Allah have mercy upon him. Damascus replaced Baghdad as the capital of the Muslim rule in 750 AD. And in 1516, the Ottomans conquered Syria until its fall, 1918. Damascus holds various tombs of the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him, such as Ruqayya, the daughter of Hussein, may Allah have mercy upon him, Zainab, the daughter of Ali, and Fatima Zahra, may Allah have mercy upon them. Even some of the companions of the prophets, peace be upon them, were buried there, such as Bilal al-Habashi, Khalid ibn Walid, Abu Darda. In addition, the wives of the prophet, peace be upon him, such as Salma, Habiba, even the husband of Halima, who nursed prophet, peace be upon him, its name is Ubay ibn Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, it's also buried in Damascus, and they are all situated in Bab al-Saghir cemetery. Moreover, Damascus also holds a tomb of the eighth Umayyad Caliph, whose name is Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who was a just, caring, and devout ruler and was beloved by his people. He was the companion of the companions of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon them. Another historical monument is the Fortress of the Kurds, which is a preserved castle situated in Homs near Lebanese border from the times of the Crusades. Furthermore, every Friday, subhanAllah, we read Surah Al-Kahf. But did you know that the cave of the Ashab Al-Kahf is located in Syria? Did you know that the location where Qabil killed his brother Habil is also located in Syria? Did you know that the grave of the Prophet Yahya, John the Baptist, the son of the Prophet Zakaria, may Allah have mercy upon them, is also in Syria? Yahya, may Allah have mercy upon him, was mentioned 5 times in the Quran, and whose name was chosen by Allah. Subhanallah. Moreover, the grave of the general Salahuddin Ayyubi, who repelled the Crusaders and recaptured Jerusalem in 1187, is also in Syria. Subhanallah, this country is blessed with so much history. Moreover, there is a masjid called the Umayyad, otherwise known as the Grand Mosque of Damascus, and it comprises of beautiful architecture and is amongst the largest mosques in the world. It was constructed similar to the Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, where it was divided into various facilities such as health, education, prayer, and justice and law. On its left side of the masjid, there is a minaret called Minaret of Jesus, where Prophet Isa will be descended back to earth from that direction towards the hour. Furthermore, Syria is a place of education where the school of the Mufassir, or commentator of the Quran, Ibn Kathir, is situated near the Bahira. Now, Ibn Kathir was known for history, judgment, memory of the Hadith and the Quran, and was a Shafi'i scholar. There are 2 books, such as the Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Tabaqat al-Shafi'i, which is known as the categories of the followers of Imam Shafi'i. Yani, subhanAllah, we should remember the people of Syria, which is the home of one of the oldest civilizations. And I will end this podcast with this hadith that states that the heartlands of the believers is a sham. And this is classed by Albani. I hope you have benefited from this podcast. And may Allah accept, inshallah. Next month in February, bi-idhnillah, Dr. Steph Curris will be discussing the historical significance of Al-Andalus. So what is the historical elements that is situated in the areas of Spain and Portugal? So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all. And please share so others can benefit. And we appreciate it for inshallah for taking the time out to listen, bi-idhnillah. And inshallah, we look forward to sharing with you the next podcast, bi-idhnillah. Assalamu alaikum.